This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
It was a very big night in basketball. A rough night. Another rough night for the Colorado Avalanche. Are we concerned? It's been kind of a, certainly a downhill slide for the Avs. But the positive stuff, Nuggets win. Michael Porter Jr. was phenomenal, but that game told the entire story of the trade. And the Bears finally get over the hump and get a win last night. Broncos coaches dropping left and right. We'll get into all of it. The whole show starts now. Show powered by Mosquito Joe. Glad you guys could be with us on this Friday. Wow, this is the first non-football Friday we've had in a while, Michael. It is weird. Next week we will still have a football Friday because of the Super Bowl and everything, but it's a tough day. Tough day. No football this weekend.
Can we talk about football when football season's not on?
Yeah, we can. Sure. What's on your mind, buddy? What would you like to talk about? Anything in particular?
I want to talk about how I miss football.
Okay.
The Broncos aren't playing, and I'm just so sad, Brady.
You're still having a hard time with everything, huh?
I'm having a hard time. The other sports,
man,
they just don't match NFL football.
They're close. I mean, I had a lot of fun. Well, yeah, you're in a box, though. Like, the only thing you watch is the Broncos. And
it's not true. I watch more than the Broncos.
Barely. Did you watch sports last night?
No, I don't.
Did you
watch
sports the night before?
I have the TV.
Did you watch
anymore.
Sports the night before?
I had to cancel.
Did you watch sports the night before that? How about the night before that?
I did listen. I have been listening to the Avalanche.
Well, you kind of have to. Kind of part of your job. So, when you say you watch more sports than that, do you? I don't know that you do. When's the last Avalanche game you watched? When is it?
Well, I can't watch it on ESPN Plus because they want me to log in.
So when's
with
the last?
Your
when's the last? When's the last basketball game you watched? When's the last?
I mean, basketball's almost baseball.
When's the last baseball game you watched? So you're answering a question. You know I'm right. You're answering a question.
At least they played defense last night in the Nuggets game.
You don't watch any other sport. Like, you watch the Broncos, and that's pretty much it.
No, I watch other sports. I watch a lot of college football. When I get a chance, I'll watch UNC basketball.
But that's, okay. See, like, last night you missed out because UNC, I don't know why you didn't watch UNC last night. We've been talking about it all week. You could have watched it. You could have put it on your phone or something.
I can't do two things at once.
Oh, Mike, you
I have
are
a lot,
impossible.
My work requires lots of focus.
Travis, the new guy, says, do you guys ever cover the Colorado Eagles? I don't ever hear you talk about them. The problem with that is, who else is, there's not a lot of news around, like, you go to the Eagles games, you watch them, they're fun, but there's no, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but there's like no beat writer that's on the Eagles game, and I have too many things to that I put on my radar. Can you even watch the Eagles on TV? Can you watch them online anywhere? I'm guessing they have an AHL link or something, but no, I don't. And the reason for that is because last night, I mean, are the Eagles, I'm guessing the Eagles are rolling right now. Last night I'm on basketball. Tonight I'll be on college basketball probably. Or wait, the Nuggets, don't they have a back-to-back?
I'll be on high school basketball.
You'll be on high school basketball? So it's hard. I can't do, yeah, like the Nuggets play the Clippers at 7 o'clock, so I'll be doing that. He says, Travis says, makes sense. I was just curious. Yeah, I've been to Eagles games. They're really fun. And last year with the whole Gabriel Landeskog thing going to playing up here was awesome. And that was a great story. That's probably the most media coverage the Eagles have had in a while. But when you go to the games, they're phenomenal. That's why I'm really excited about this whole project to get the Eagles here. And although I live in Fort Collins, so it doesn't matter to me. I'm a Greeley, Fort Collins guy. I know it seems like two different things. There's like a feud, but I'm like, I'm the joiner. I'm the link between the two.
And we all respect you for that.
Thank you. Do you mean that? That was like the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
What? Did my voice not give it away?
No, you seemed really genuine.
Yes, I'm very genuine. We're Greeley and Fort Collins love you very much.
Still sounds genuine to me. I have a weird disease where I don't get sarcasm. Don't understand.
Does this sound like sarcasm to you, Brady?
It honestly doesn't. It sounds pretty genuine still.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, it's like one of our texters, Eastside Chris, he's like our unofficial Northern New Mexico beat writer. He gives us random updates on Northern New Mexico. I wish he would channel that focus to the Eagles. Then we could have a random person or texting us and giving us updates on what's going on with the Eagles. We used to have, is it Kevin McGlue? I think Kevin McGlue's the play-by-play guy for the Eagles. We used to have him on a regular basis. The problem is, if you don't go to the games, Mike, you're not really, you just see the box score. So when you would do the, when I would do the interviews, it was this. How did they win? You know, what happened? Without me having any real context. Big Hub says, Micah sounds dead. Yeah.
Thank you, Big Hub. I appreciate your
you do kind of sound
compliment.
You do kind of sound that way, and it's not a compliment. Travis, the new guy, why don't you guys get me season tickets, and I'll be the beat reporter for the Colorado Eagles. It's like a win-win. We'll see what we can do.
I don't have any money.
Well, we could probably work something out. We'll see.
If you get me season tickets.
Call them up for us, Travis. Call them up and say, because I believe they're on radio, but not a sports radio station. Which is silly to me. There are, you know, when you have broadcasts that are on random music stations, it's interesting.
I'm so glad we're sports now. Back when we were politics and then we had like random like sports, it just felt weird. Now that we're sports, then going into sports feels right.
It does feel right. And, you know, it's the morning show. Good Morning NoCo. They cover it all. They're going over everything, which I absolutely love. But yeah, primarily we got a lot of sports talk and we got a lot of sports coverage. We got a lot of high school basketball. What is it, Platte Valley and Wiggins tonight?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that one. What I like to do is I'll put a game on, and if we have a local broadcast on, I'll mute the game and just put it on my phone on the TuneIn app. You can listen to KFK anywhere.
Yeah. You know, if Wiggins wins tonight, their fan base is going to wig out.
You proud of that one? I don't like that one.
Do I sound dead now?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Big Hub kind of hit the nail on the head right there. Yeah, you absolutely do. Where do you want to go first? Let's talk about the UNC Bears win last night. They beat Idaho, Michael's favorite team.
Idaho!
91-83, and there was a different energy from start to finish. The Bears have been in every game. Almost every game. I think I was looking at their Big Sky record. All but one of those was like a 5-point game or so. So it was about how do you keep that same energy that you were finding, whether it was at the start or at the end of a game, how do you keep that all the way through? And you could feel it. Idaho's a good basketball team. And shout out to former CSU Ram Jack Payne, who plays for Idaho now. He's a starter. He's a solid player. 8 points for him, but an aggressive player. Found his new home in Idaho. He wasn't getting playing time at CSU, real playing time. So good for him. This was a good game. This was a great game. In fact, I turned away when the Nuggets were up big over Brooklyn. And don't get me started on how to freaking find the game last night. We'll talk about it because it's dumb. But watched primarily the Bears because I really wanted to see this team win. Because, Michael, I was ready to give up the whole hey, this team's too good to be 1-7 in the Big Sky, sooner or later, you can't say that anymore. You just have to say that's who they are. And I was willing to stop that after if they would have lost last night. But they didn't. They win 91-83.
I think they sensed it. I think they sensed
that
you
I was
going,
about to
okay, I'm gonna have to start leaning CSU.
Do you think? Well, I lean wherever, man. I come on, I lean. I cover both. Like, I'm not a beat writer, so when I say cover, it's different as far as talking and watching games and trying to learn the stories around the teams. I follow both CSU and UNC. But depending on the story, the juice factor, Mike, I will lean one way or the other. If CSU is a really popular thing and people are excited about it, yeah, I'm not going to get on here and talk to you guys about a terrible team that's just going to continue to lose. And I'm not going to fill the radio show with that on a daily basis.
Did you say juice factor?
Yeah, juice factor.
Okay, so when it's the Broncos, it's orange juice. When it's the Rams,
do we,
would it be?
Do we
would
have to do
Apple?
Weird Broncos obsession thing? Like, this is why there's a restraining order. Because everything is you're just like obsessed with the Broncos.
I wanted
like,
to just
I
say
grew
orange
up
juice.
A diehard Broncos fan. You make me, I'm still a diehard Broncos fan, but you make me sad about that sometimes because you're just so obsessed with it. It's annoying.
The Bears would be grape juice because they're close to purple.
I want you to stop doing that. I want you to quit that. Stop it. But the Bears to me, and you could argue this and say, well, Brady, they're not very good either. CSU's about in the same boat. I'm telling you, based on what I've seen, and I watch a lot of basketball, man. ESPN Plus has been something like out of this world. And so I've watched a lot of UNC this year. I just when I'm seeing this team lose left and right, I'm going, man, they look so good. 80% of the game. How are they losing? And last night, they got it right. Do you think the players-only meeting affected this? Because if I'm a head coach, and I'm seeing some knucklehead like me tweet about it, talk about it, saying, man, the players-only meeting must have really did something. If I'm a head coach, I'm like, you think it took a players-only meeting to do that? No. But sometimes just to air things out, get rid of whatever thoughts are rattling around your brain that you've kept down. Maybe sometimes just getting that out makes you play with less pressure. And they didn't look nervous last night. They didn't look like they were feeling the pressure. I've watched other games where you could just get that sense that every possession was tight, especially once you got to like the 5-minute mark. This team did not look that way. And again, when your star player, against his old team, by the way, Quinn Danker, 35 points, Mike. He almost had a triple-double. 35 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds. Hooligans, Google Quinn Danker if you've not been paying attention. This guy is quietly one of the best Bears basketball players I've ever seen. And they had a good crowd there last night from what I saw, so that was cool. But you guys, check this guy out. And matter of fact, I'm going to give some tickets away, I believe, for tomorrow's game. And I want whoever wins, you be my beat writer there. Yeah. Hooligans, I'm just going to start hiring people for nothing to go out to these games, and I want you to give me reports. But you guys need to pay attention to Quinn Danker. But do you think the players-only meeting had something to do with this, Mike?
I think it had a lot to do with it.
Really? And how do you think Smiley would view that if you say, I think the meeting without the coaching staff is what maybe turned things around? I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
I think it puts a smile on his face. Look, sometimes if the coach isn't getting through, sometimes it takes a player. Sometimes the players need to step up and say, hey, we're not doing this right. There's a reason why there are team captains. Team captains are supposed to do stuff like this, and looks like the team captain did it.
And he was the one who reached out. Brock Wisney sat in this studio on Monday and said Quinn Danker contacted the whole team and said, guys, I'd like to schedule a players-only meeting. And they did it at his apartment. Everybody was on the team was there. And that is a leader that leads off the court and on the court. And then what did he go do? I mean, he led by example, too. 35 points. Every big play, you could see this team just cheering each other on. Bad plays, too. They're like, don't hang your head. You're going to be fine. It was awesome to see. I'm telling you, you got a really good basketball team right in your own backyard. So go check them out. Nuggets win last night, too. We're going to talk about that coming up next. The Nuggets game, Mike, was exactly what we were witnessing in the trade. And I'll tell you what I mean coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Powered by Mosquito Joe. I knew I was going to do it once. Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
No joker, no problem. Hear the Nuggets on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
You see what Travis, the new guy, did, though? By texting in, do you talk Eagles? Now you've opened up the Hooligans, and they're texting me all these random, do you talk about, like Isai Chris says, Brady, can you break down the finals for the Australian Open? Tanner and Brian touched on it this morning. Wanted to hear your take. I believe they are not qualified. From what I Googled, Australian Open, Djokovic beats Sinner to set up Australian Open 2026 final against Alcaraz. That's my take. There you go. You're welcome. You can't get that kind of content anywhere else. You just can't. I will give you some bad news, though. Got this from the Denver Nuggets in a press release yesterday. The Denver Nuggets forward, Aaron Gordon, sustained a right hamstring strain on Friday. We know that. It was against the Milwaukee Bucks. He will now be reevaluated in 4 to 6 weeks. Updates will be provided when necessary. And that's reevaluated, guys. That's not, he will be back in 4 to 6 weeks. That is a low blow. And honestly, it scares me for the future for AG. I don't know that do you even play him much the rest of the season? Do you maybe try to just let him sit until we get into maybe even March? Because, and maybe that's going to be, maybe they'll be forced to anyway, but the injuries have just been, I haven't seen anything like it. I mean, it's four starters, it's a backup big, and then they get back in, and then they re-injure Christian Brown, Aaron Gordon. I mean, I was reading 2 days ago that Christian Brown, Joker, AG, and Cam Johnson could be expected, you know, anywhere from early February to mid. Now, with this news for AG that he's just going to be re-evaluated in 4 to 6 weeks, probably means he's out for February and a good chunk of March. I mean, when I said March, I meant April. Do you sit him out entire February, March? Just don't even mess with it. And then try to get him back in February as you're getting closer to the playoffs. But they still find a way to get it done. Last night, they played a bad Brooklyn Nets team. But they win. 107 to 103. And Michael Porter Jr. went off. 38 points for him. But look at this. He shot the basketball 28 times. The next closest to that kind of frequency was Terrence Mann, who shot 9 times. That is exactly what we said was going to happen. He's going to go to Brooklyn. They're going to give him the green light. You're our only guy. Just shoot it every time and go off. And he did. The Nuggets did an awesome tribute video for him. I'll admit, it hit me harder than I thought it would. Because I remember when we drafted him. He was injured. He had a lot of injuries in college. And that's why he fell out of like the top five in the draft. And he fell to the Nuggets. And I thought, whoa, if he can stay healthy, that is a major steal in the draft. And I'll say that, in my opinion, MPJ never really met that full potential that I thought he would while he was a Nugget. Is that because he was the third, fourth option for so long? Probably. He would make a good number two somewhere for a good team. He's obviously the number one for Brooklyn, but they're 12-34. So you can put up 38 points all the time, but you've won 12 games. Denver, on the other hand, you know, Jamal Murray went off. Peyton Watson had a nice game. Tim Hardaway Jr. was hitting everything last night. They were blowing them out for a bit, but Brooklyn outscored Denver 27-15. Go Pokes texting in. That many injuries. Have to wonder about the strength and conditioning of the Nuggets. Yeah, all those things start to wonder about that. Because that's a lot of injuries to key guys. Like I said, I haven't seen anything like it. And the fact that they're still above water is astonishing to me. I think that's their 10th win now without Joker. So, got it done. And good for MPJ, man. I mean, I videoed there was a sequence there. He was trying to guard Jamal Murray. At one point, he just put his arms completely around him. I'm like, hey, at least he's trying to play defense now, Mike. You should be proud of that with your whole stupid, they don't play defense in the NBA thing. It's your worst take. It is your worst take. And you've had a lot of bad takes. It's your worst take. Are there times where they don't? Yeah. Did Carmelo Anthony focus on defense? Yeah, sure. But primarily the reason you see 107-103 in the NBA, longer games, obviously, than college, they don't miss often. They don't miss.
I'm not talking about the 107-103. I'm talking about like the 143-131.
There are those games. Have you ever seen a Broncos defense give up 30 points? Oh yeah, 2 weeks ago. So by that game, is it fair for me to say they don't play defense in the NFL based on that game?
A bunch of other games where it's like 10-7.
But there are a bunch of other games that are like 99-95 in the NBA. So by your standards, one bad game of defensive play means that they don't play defense. So the Broncos had a terrible defense, according to you, this year, because they gave up 30. That's your logic.
Not often.
What's your logic, man? Okay, when you go play with your Legos, would you say the more you play, I'm trying to put it in terms you'll understand, the more you play with your Legos, the better you get at playing with your Legos. Is that fair to say? You get better at putting together your little spaceships and your little castles and stuff.
Are you saying that I play defense?
No, I'm just saying when you practice offense and shooting the basketball every day of your life, thousands of shot attempts, you don't miss even when you have a hand in your face. So, like, if I were to go back there and you're putting together a spaceship and I'm bugging you, you're so dialed in putting it together and you just got really good at it over time. Does that make sense? Like, the more you do something, the better you get at it.
Yeah, and maybe they should focus more on defense so they could get better at it.
Dude,
and
I've
it would
seen,
not be 143
guys,
to 190.
I've seen guys, and that's not a real score. 190 is not a real score. You're making that up. I've seen guys with dudes draped all over them, and they do this thing. I don't know if you heard of this, a fadeaway jump shot. Have you heard of a fadeaway jump shot?
I have. I've seen it.
They do that and practice that. Joker's little Sambor shuffle that he does. They do that because defense is in their hands. The guy's hands are in their face so often, they have to back up to create space in that shot. That's why the fadeaway exists. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant were very good at that. They practice it every single day. Aaron Gordon built a basketball court in his backyard. Suddenly his three-point percentage went up by like 15. So it's just they shoot all the time. They don't have to go to class. They don't have to go to school. They don't have all these other obligations when they're in the NBA. Just trying to put it away, trying to put this argument to bed somehow because it just is not connecting. Texter says, how long can the Nuggets defy gravity? amazing. I don't know because whether it's Brooklyn or Detroit, and I know they lost to Detroit, but that was a 2-point game, and your best free throw shooter, who didn't miss one free throw last night, by the way, Jamal Murray, missed two critical ones in opportunities to tie the game to send that thing to overtime. So they're rallying together. I mean, Bruce Brown had a nice night. He was 5 of 7. He had 12 points. So it's been really, yeah, you're right, amazing to see how they've done this. Faith says, side note, are these tribute videos just now the norm? Not that they're a bad thing. It's just I feel like it's becoming a thing where one player gets one player doesn't, one player gets one player doesn't. Then it may become a thing of disgruntled guys. Yeah, I mean, should everybody get a tribute video? No. But with MPJ, I mean, let's not forget, like, the Nuggets winning an NBA championship, it's never happened before. So that everybody kind of on that roster that contributed did something nobody's ever done. It's a very special moment. So for the Nuggets in particular, that was a necessary thing. Now, should Russell Westbrook get a tribute video? No. I mean, there's a lot of good players over the years that have been with the Nuggets that don't deserve a tribute. Like when Bruce Brown came back, did he get, I don't know, when he was off the team, when he was with the Pacers and the Raptors for a bit, did he get a tribute video when he came back? I honestly don't know the answer to that, but should he have? Yeah, he was a really big part of the championship, but MPJ was there from, they drafted him, he grew up with the Nuggets, they signed him to a contract extension. You know, he was a part of their, he was their core. It was the core that's always been there was Joker, Jamal, and MPJ. And then, obviously, they traded Gary Harris, who was another great Nugget, good Nugget, got AG, and he became that big four for them. But MPJ was the foundational piece for the Nuggets in their uprising.
Yeah, I agree. There should be very few people in sports who receive tribute videos. Like, if you're John Elway, you receive a tribute video. Like, even, and Dante Bichette isn't, you know, the same as John Elway to the Rockies, but he was big.
Yeah, he's a tribute.
You give him a tribute video.
I think there are teams that can probably overdo it. Why did Cleveland do one for LeBron the other night, though? He's been with the Lakers for a while now.
He started off with Cleveland.
Yeah, but
went
why
to Miami,
now?
Went
but
back to Cleveland.
They've probably already done that, haven't they? Why now? Is it because they know this is his last season? I don't believe so. If LeBron's going to retire, he's going to announce it in the offseason so that he can have the farewell tour all year and get that kind of treatment. Not like Cleveland gave him, but get some kind of standing ovation, which I would urge Nuggets fans to stay in your seats.
I would urge that as well.
I don't know why he got one the other night. It didn't make any sense because, I mean, they probably have already done one for him. Or maybe they didn't. Maybe it was so raw when he left twice that they didn't want to put it together, and then they finally... I don't know the history of that. But yeah, I think that there are certain players... Like, if I'm looking at the roster right now, if the Nuggets traded Peyton Watson today, and then his next game back in Denver, are they doing a tribute video? They probably shouldn't.
If they would do one for Jokic.
They would do one for Jokic. They would do one for Jamal Murray. They would do one for Aaron Gordon.
If Carmelo Anthony came out of retirement, they'd do one for him.
Did they? They probably did one for him, maybe. But
he was with the Nuggets long enough.
He was the. Listen, don't get me started on that. A lot of people want to just dismiss Carmelo Anthony. He's the top three Nugget of all time. We can argue all day. Is Alex English better or Carmelo Anthony? But I argue that when Melo became a Nugget, I mean the Nuggets were an afterthought. Nobody talked about the Nuggets. They were winning 15 games and 20 games. They were never, playoffs was not in the vocabulary for the Nuggets for several years when Melo got there. And instantly, they're in the playoffs when he's there. Never missed with Melo. Faith says, yeah, I didn't understand the LeBron tribute video. Yeah, I mean, why now? It's odd. It was odd to me.
Are they making money off of it? Like, what's the point?
I mean, it's a way to honor a player that,
yeah, but
that
him,
served
he's
you well. And they won a championship with him. I mean, they have been pretty good.
Do it next
over
year.
The years. Well, they probably will. They'll probably do it next year. But, you know, I look at the roster for the Nuggets now. There's only three guys on there. Like Christian Brown, if they traded him today, which they can't, would he get a tribute video? He was a part of the championship team, but he wasn't there long enough. I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he does because you drafted him. But there's something about longevity and impact you made when you were there. Like Ray Bourque for the Avs. Didn't he only play one or two seasons with the Avs?
Yeah, he played one or two seasons. Don't know if they should retired his jersey.
They got a tie. Yeah, they went beyond that. They went beyond that. Not just a tribute video. They retired his jersey.
Yeah, but I think that was kind of paying homage to an athlete who was well-respected among the whole sport.
It's not that far off from Peyton Manning. I mean, Manning played 4 years for Denver. They retired his. That number was already retired, but they retired it again. And his name is right there with Trepuka up on the thing. We retired numbers, 18 and 7, I think. Is that it?
And 44.
44, yeah. But they have the two names right next to 18. So it was retired also because of Peyton Manning. And he only played 4 years. But you got a championship, and that offense was record-breaking. So he made such an impact in a short time. Now, if he would have came over here and he was kind of like Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers, you're not doing all that. You're kind of like, well, that was a cool moment. Like Russell Wilson, if he would have had Russell Wilson's career, that wouldn't be a thing. Even though he was a legend and a Hall of Famer, Manning, if he would have came to Denver and it just didn't work out, maybe they didn't make the playoffs, or maybe they made it once, then you wouldn't have done the same thing.
Yeah, but is LeBron James that respected? I feel like he's not that respected amongst fans.
I think his talent is respected. I think people get annoyed of the antics. And some people get annoyed of the political things he says. Some people get annoyed of the antics in the game, the way he kind of, like, he embellishes big time. So, but I do think people respect, like me personally, I'm not a big LeBron James fan. But I can tell you, yes, he is a top five player of all time. When he retires, he's gonna go down as one of the greatest basketball players in NBA history.
Anyone who chronically flops should be held out of the Hall of Fame.
No, he's a tremendous player. He's a sensational player.
He is. I recognize that.
But are you Belichicking this? You'd hold him. I just want to say it so I understand. You're saying LeBron James should not be in the Hall of Fame.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm being more sarcastic about flopping.
Okay. I just sometimes can't read through the sarcasm.
It's because I'm dead today.
You are. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. But no, it was a nice night of basketball. Denver finds a way to get it done. 107-103 over the Brooklyn Nets. And listen, man, good for Michael Porter Jr. It's exactly what we said would happen. He would shine on a bad team, and the Nuggets would be better depth-wise because of it, and that's why they've been able to survive without so many key players, mainly due to the moves they made in the offseason. 42 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break here and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, I've been telling you about Big City Roadhouse a lot over the last few months, guys, and they got a big deal going on for the Super Bowl next week. Big deals on beverages, $3 domestic pints, $4 micro pints all day. You're not going to get that deal anywhere else. And just by walking in the door, you're going to be given a ticket for a chance to win a 55-inch 4K Ultra HD Ambilight Roku Smart TV. The more words it has in the name, the better the TV. That's what I've learned. And they're going to give you the ticket. Throughout the first half, they're going to announce a few numbers. If one of your numbers is called, you're going to be given a remote control. And then at halftime, you'll get a chance to stand up, try to turn the TV on with that remote control. And if that remote does the trick, the TV is yours. Stop by Big City Roadhouse. Make it a super Sunday. their TV. They have TVs literally everywhere now. If you've been to the, you remember when it was cables, and we loved what cables was all about, but they added even more TVs. There is not a bad seat in the house at Big City Roadhouse. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael says, or Esai Chris says, come on, Michael. A good co-host needs to come in every day with an A game. Step up. This is why you're not a co-host, because you didn't sleep well or whatever, and you're tired, and you're just everyone can hear it in your voice. So we keep calling you a co-host, and I don't understand how this is a possible thing.
I am a co-host.
You're not a co-host, Mike. You are a producer, and barely, co-host. Barely there. I mean, we're talking barely at that point.
Co-host.
Where's your A game? Where's the A game?
Look, I am on my A game. I think what's happening is you're on a different A game. You're on a different plane right now.
I am. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm not saying it's a better plane. I'm saying like you're on an airplane and not like a plane of existence.
Thank you. 49 minutes after the hour. Coming up, we got to talk about the Broncos, man. And I know, like, the Bo Nix, Sean Payton stuff, but does it feel like for a team that just made it to the AFC Championship, for 1 week at least, things are kind of crumbling? I mean, you got Sean Payton firing guys, moving on from guys, other guys getting different jobs. We're still waiting to hear what's going to happen with Davis Webb, who we'll get into that story too. He pulled his name out of the Raiders job, Mike. It sounds like he's choosing to be an offensive coordinator to Sean Payton. Now, that's not official yet, but he's choosing to be an offensive coordinator instead of being a head coach. How bad is that job for the Raiders?
Or how good is the Broncos' job?
I think it's how bad is the Raiders' job. Sorry, but anybody that chooses to not be the boss and remain... Now, we've seen that happen before. Josh McDaniels did it. And we'll get into why, maybe the reasons around that, what that might look like. But we'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Okay, Michael, I have, you guys have been hearing the ad going on at Blue Arena this Saturday. I have some tickets to give away. If you want these, call in, give Michael your first name, and we need an email address. So Masked Mania is a great wrestling event, world title match of some great luchador wrestlers. High-flying stuff going to be happening this Saturday at 7 o'clock, I believe. 7 o'clock, yes, at Blue Arena.
Do they wear masks?
They wear masks. This is a dude, Vampiro. He was with the WCW, man. That guy was, like, I thought he was going to, I know, I'm nerding out a little bit. I thought he was going to be a superstar, whatever. It's fun, man. Even if you don't follow wrestling, going to see these wrestlers, like, this is the kind of stuff that is just high-flying, action-packed. So I'm going to give caller number six right now. You're going to get a pair of tickets to check out Masked Mania this Saturday at Blue Arena, 7 o'clock. Caller number six, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. And you'll get a pair of tickets. I just need your first name and a good email address, and they'll send you the tickets shortly after you win. So caller number six, 970-353-1310. All right, coming up next, we'll get into top stories of the day. Talk a little Broncos for a team that just won a lot of football games and went to the AFC Championship. There's been a lot of drama for the first week of the offseason for the Broncos. We'll get into it next. We'll be right back.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.